Our condolences to the believers all across the world, wherever you are, upon the martyrdom anniversary of the 10th divinely appointed successor to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam. Due to internal and external turmoil, the Abbasid Empire, under the reign of the Abbasid Caliph Mu'tasim Abbasi, moved their capital from the city of Baghdad to the fortress city of Surra Man Ra'a. By now, Mu'tasim Abbasi's son, Mutawakkil Abbasi, had ascended to the throne of the Abbasid Empire, an empire which was known for its financial extravagance, its political suppression and oppression, and its moral and ethical corruption and decadence beyond imagination. It is related that instead of building and developing the social and economic affairs of the Muslim Ummah and the Muslims, they greedily built palaces and amassed great amounts of wealth and acquired thousands of maids beyond any sane person's wildest dreams. It is related that Mutawakkil Abbasi himself had built 20 great palaces, palaces that had never been seen before in the ancient world, palaces laden with gold and silver, precious gems and jewels taken from all across the Islamic world. And it is related that Mutawakkil Abbasi had almost 4,000 maids taken from the different Islamic lands. And most of the Abbasid caliphs, including Mutawakkil Abbasi, lived a life of amusement and diversion, pleasures and lusts, trivial games and play, singing, gambling and debauchery, sin and corruption, and even the consumption of alcohol. The last things on their minds was the remembrance of Allah the Almighty and the remembrance of the hereafter. And so the Abbasid Caliph, his Turkic military commanders, the empire's viziers, and the governmental officials robbed the economy of the Muslim Ummah and accumulated its vast wealth. And then they placed all of this wealth of the Muslim masses into their very own private coffers. All this incredible extravagance and insane luxury by the Abbasid Empire occurred at a time where the Muslim masses were suffering from poverty and hunger and misery and deprivation. All of these things were widespread across the Muslim Ummah and the Islamic world. The Muslim masses were drowning under the pressure of poverty, and most of the Muslims could not afford even the most basic of necessities. Whereas the Abbasid Caliph Mutawakkil Abbasi and the other Abbasid caliphs who were contemporary with Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam usurped and stole and amassed the wealth of the Muslim masses. And in contrast and in opposition to this taghuti diabolical system was the divine system of Allah. Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam was divinely appointed as the successor of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi when His Eminence was approximately 7 years old. And for approximately the first 20 years of his life, His Eminence lived in the holy city of Medina. And it is during these two decades that Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam strengthened and broadened the expanse and the reach of the network of representatives, the Sazimane Wikalat. This is the same network of representatives that had been handed over to the 10th divinely appointed Imam with the martyrdom of His Eminence's father, the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Jawad alayhi salam. This network of representatives spanned the various regions of the Islamic world, and it had headquarters in the various major cities of the Islamic world, such as Baghdad, Mada'in, Sawad, Kufa, Qom, Hamadan, Medina, the Hijaz, Yemen, Basra, Ahwaz, and Egypt. And His Eminence, Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam, was the leader of this very network of representatives of the pure Muhammadan Islam. This vast network of representatives dealt with the various matters of the Muslim Ummah, matters which included the political, the social, the cultural, the theological, the jurisprudential, matters which dealt with the Holy Quran and the traditions, as well as the economic matters of the Muslim Ummah. With its leadership centralized in the persona of the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam. And finally, this network of representatives and Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam represented the pure Muhammadan Islam. They represented and manifested piety, freedom from the materialistic world, independence from tyranny, generosity, equality between black and white, Arab and non-Arab. They represented and manifested truth and knowledge, wisdom, charity, altruism, religiosity, spirituality, and the proper manners and conducts of leaders and officials. They represented and manifested how one should care for the poor and the downtrodden. They helped to lift the masses from oppression, and they represented ethical and moral values. And most importantly, they represented and manifested the true teachings of the Holy Quran and the Sirah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And all of these things, represented and manifested by the network of representatives, was completely contrary to and in opposition to the decadent and un-Islamic behaviors of the Abbasid caliphs of the Abbasid Empire. It was a network of representatives of the pure Muhammadan Islam in parallel to the un-Islamic system of the Abbasid Empire. And so, this divine network of representatives posed an incredibly serious threat to the Abbasid Empire. And thus, the news of Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam's leadership of this network of representatives, as well as a potential overthrow of the Abbasid Caliphate at the hands of the 10th divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam, reached the ears of Mutawakkil Abbasi. And so, in order to keep a close eye and strict supervision upon the 10th divinely appointed Imam, and in order to prevent the growing strength and power of Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam, Mutawakkil Abbasi forced the divinely appointed Imam to move to the fortress city of Surra Man Ra'a. His Eminence then spent the remainder of his life, approximately another 20 years, under close and strict supervision in the fortress city of Surra Man Ra'a. Yet wherever the 10th divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam went, the people admired, respected, honored, and loved His Eminence, to the point where many of them would become his faithful followers. And yet, despite the many hurdles and obstacles that were created due to the close supervision and strict surveillance of the 10th divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam and his close companions at the hands of the Abbasid Empire's governmental establishment, the immaculate and infallible Imam alayhi salam never deterred from continuing his mission as the successor to the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And so, even under the threat of imprisonment and certain death, Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam continued to lead the network of representatives. He continued to grow and expand this network of representatives of the pure Muhammadan Islam all across the Islamic lands. His Eminence alayhi salam further strengthened and entrenched the pure Muhammadan Islam all across the Islamic world. And so it was precisely this great divine power wielded by Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam, the inheritor of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the inheritor of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and the leader of the network of representatives of the pure Muhammadan Islam, that was all just too much to bear for the Abbasid Caliph Muqtaz Abbasi. The only way to stop the miraculous and divine growth of the network of representatives of the pure Muhammadan Islam was to martyr their brave and courageous leader. And that is precisely what they did. Yet, the blessed roots of the network of representatives of the pure Muhammadan Islam, led by Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam, has set its divine roots in the very heart of the Islamic world. We end our episode with a drunken and intoxicated Abbasid caliph of the Abbasid Empire, a warning to each and every oppressor, past and present. They forcefully took Imam Ali al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam from his house and took him to the audience of the Abbasid Caliph, Mutawakkil Abbasi. Mutawakkil Abbasi was drunken and intoxicated, surrounded by his court officials, singers, and dalliers, a court full of debauchery and sin. But despite being in the very heart of tyranny and oppression, and that too while the forces of falsehood were drunken in stupor, the 10th divinely appointed Imam alayhi salam, with utmost bravery and courage, shattered the dreams of the arrogant powers and the Abbasid caliph right in front of their faces. His Eminence Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam announced in the very face of the oppressors. His Eminence Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam announced to the oppressors who were drunken in their power of oppression. The oppressors were on the tops of mountains, guarded by strong, brave men. But those mountain tops sufficed them not. After glory, the oppressors were taken down from their positions and they were put into holes. How bad of an abode they dwelt in. A crier called out to them after having been buried, "Where are the thrones and crowns and jewels of the oppressors? Where are the faces of the oppressors that were at such ease and luxury, to the point where curtains and veils were placed before their eyes?" The grave showed those very faces of the oppressors, where worms were now fighting over them. How long the oppressors ate and drank, but after that long eating of theirs, they themselves were being eaten.
As-salamu alayka ya Safiyallah. As-salamu alayka ya Sirrallah. As-salamu alayka ya Hablallah. السلام عليك يا آل الله السلام عليك يا حق الله السلام عليك يا نور الأنوار السلام عليك يا زين الأبرار السلام عليك يا أبا الحسن علي بن محمد الزكي الراشد النور الثاقب ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.
Wherever you are.